The AccuWeather forecast says we'll be sunny this morning, but clouds will be on the increase. Could see some isolated late afternoon thunderstorms. High of about 81. A traffic stop for speeding this past Sunday on 52nd Street in Kenosha led to the president of the local NAACP, Veronica King, also being cited for obstructing. She allegedly told the officer she only deserved a warning. 52-year-old King said to have been clocked on radar at 44 miles an hour in what is technically a 25 zone, though nobody drives the speed limit there. The Kenosha News says King got out of her van, stood in the travel lane, and refused the officer's request to get back in her vehicle, stating at one point, quote, "I'm no threat to you. I don't have to listen to you," unquote. No comment thus far from King on the incident. The 18-year-old man from Waterford who climbed out of the roof of an elementary school Monday night and caused all kinds of concerns says he only went up there to get a ball that he'd thrown up. Here's the story from Janet Hoff.
Racine County Sheriff's deputies were called to Woodfield Elementary School in Waterford after a woman cleaning inside the building heard someone walking around on the roof and thought they might be trying to break in. The first deputy on the scene found Daniel Miskelly walking away from a bike rack that had been propped up against the building, apparently to access the roof. Miskelly admitted he had weapons in his car, which was parked on school property, and deputies did find three unloaded guns in the trunk. Miskelly has been charged with three felony counts of possessing firearms on school property and a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct. He's scheduled to return to court October 1st for a preliminary hearing. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Court records indicate 40-year-old Matthew Skalitsky of Sun Prairie used a four-foot-long sword to cut off his mother's head last week. A search warrant indicates that his roommate told police he heard 68-year-old Jane Skalitsky scream, "No, no, no," from the second floor of a condominium. And then he found Matthew clutching the bloody sword and the woman's body and head on the ground. The roommate called 911, Matthew's father telling police his son had not been taking his medication. Judge Patrick Crooks not going to be seeking re-election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court next year.
There are already three candidates to succeed Crooks setting up a primary election. State Appeals Court Judge Rebecca Bradley filed paperwork Monday, though she's not made a formal announcement. Appeals Judge Joanne Kloppenburg and Milwaukee County Judge Joe Donald have already announced they're running. State Supreme Court races generally generate little voter interest. A native of Green Bay, Crooks was elected to his first 10-year term on the Supreme Court in 1996, re-elected in 2006 without opposition. His retirement date coincides with the end of his current term. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Racine County's new clerk of court, Sam Christensen, to take the oath of office this afternoon. Christensen, a deputy clerk and administrative deputy, chosen by the county's judges to replace the late Rose Lee. Ceremony to also focus attention on this being Juror Appreciation Month. Christensen says over 10,000 Racine County citizens took the time out of their busy lives last year to exercise their civic duty. And in his words, "We understand the burden that it sometimes entails." Pleasant Prairie Police investigating a reported shots fired incident that happened this morning in the parking lot of the La Quinta Hotel south of Highway 50 east of the interstate, for which arrests were later made in Lake County, Illinois. Information given initially to surrounding law enforcement agencies mentioned a blue or black minivan with Illinois plates and two occupants headed in an unknown direction. That notification apparently led to police in Zion coming across the vehicle, later holding the occupants at gunpoint. The Racine Public Library Board of Trustees meeting this afternoon includes an update on the need to replace the mobile library, focus on remodeling the existing building to use space that's available with more electronic materials, collaboration efforts with Kenosha, and word that almost half of the 461 games owned by the library were billed for not being returned. It may be smaller and may not have the kind of story behind it like the Dream Playground in Kenosha, but another inclusive playground allowing kids of all needs and abilities to take part is now up and available. It's at the Nesting Place Child Care Center on 4211 Sheridan Road, which is the site of the Racine County Opportunity Center. A ribbon-cutting ceremony last evening formally opened up the playground and its specially designed equipment. That all made possible through a generous grant from the Racine Community Foundation. Kenosha's Dream Playground has its formal opening in a few weeks. All kinds of things to snack on and munch on at the Packers games at Lambeau Field this season, including some new items. Delaware North Lambeau General Manager Charlie Miller-Wise says they've got about two dozen things that they can deal with.
We created some larger stuff, the franchise pretzel for one. The horse collar, obviously from last year, is back because it had such a great response. So if people are able to come in with a family of four and share one item, cut it up and share amongst themselves.
Meanwhile, the franchise pretzel, the size of a pizza, comes with three dipping sauces. Paninis and protein bars, though, if you're interested, are also available. A welding machine caught fire after 4:30 this morning inside of Racine Metal Fab at 1520 Grandview Parkway, which is near the interstate. But whatever flames appeared were out before Union Grove, Kansasville, and Raymond fire crews could arrive. Fire produced a lot of smoke inside the building. The employees, though, managed to unplug the machine and get it outside, then opening up doors to vent the facility. Nobody got hurt. City of Wauwatosa will not allow the shooting of coyotes and instead will work to educate the public about problems that they present. DNR officials joining Milwaukee County Parks Department workers and city officials all meeting to discuss what's believed to be a pack of coyotes in the city that caused the deaths of three small dogs. A public meeting is going to be held next spring to get more information out about not feeding wildlife and what to do if a coyote is encountered. Funeral services scheduled tomorrow at St. Mark's Catholic Church in Kenosha for two young children found dead inside their home. 3-year-old Alicia Hernandez, 1-year-old Javier Hernandez will then be buried in a private ceremony. Their mother, Lucia Hernandez-Alvarez, is accused of drugging and suffocating them. She's to be in court this afternoon, currently held on $5 million cash bond. That ad hoc committee looking into the possibility of a new school district separate from Racine Unified for Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant, meeting with the head of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance last night. Todd Berry said historically similar studies like the one done in 2008 for Caledonia have concentrated on the financial aspects of breaking away. He says that it'll all depend on what the committee decides it wants involved in that study.
We typically quote that as a not to exceed because we know that elected officials are immediately going to be blamed if it's $7 over what you said it was going to be.
And Barry said he should be back to that committee in the next couple of weeks with some early cost estimates on that study. We're seeing Mayor John Dickert on the road issuing a warning to mayors along the Mississippi River Corridor. Nitrate pollution going to wreak some havoc along that area. He was in Dubuque for a meeting of the mayors of the Mississippi Rivers and Towns Initiative and other mayors from cities along the shores of the Great Lakes.
Fight each other on this issue because we need your food as much as you need our water. So instead of constantly butting heads, there is much more opportunity for success and collaboration. And that's what we're going to all work together to do. Because if we don't, we can't afford to have another Toledo ever.
In Toledo last summer, folks there couldn't drink their tap water even if it was boiled. State Assembly Democrats outlined an agenda they say is going to help to bring back Wisconsin's middle class.
The plan calls for passing bills that would create a child care tax credit to make it easier to refinance student loan debt, allow workers to earn sick leave, and create a state-backed retirement system for the public. Assistant Minority Leader Katrina Shanklin says the proposals reflect the concerns Democrats have heard across the state.
Republicans have had the opportunity to step up and lead on these issues, and they've sat back.
The package of bills is expected to see little support in the Republican-controlled Assembly. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
U.S. Labor Department says 264,000 people filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, down 11,000 from the week before, lowest level in 2 months. Biggest jumps out of Washington, Texas, Puerto Rico, Illinois, New Jersey. Steepest declines out of New York, Oregon, Indiana, Tennessee, and Kansas. And according to a statewide crime alert, a prepaid debit card scam targeting We Energy's customers has surpassed 700 complaints this year. The scam's been around since 2012. Victims have lost over $18,000 this year alone. Victim generally gets a phone call. Somebody purporting to be from We Energy's says there are unpaid bills, and if they're not paid, service will be disconnected. Caller then instructs the victim, purchase a prepaid debit card, then call back and provide the debit card numbers. Scammers appear to be making these calls from outside the U.S., targeting both residential and business customers. A controversial 150-foot-tall cell phone tower proposed for the old Piper Farm site on Lathrop Avenue in Mount Pleasant near the historic Clinkard Barn. That's going to instead be 160 feet tall and placed next to Treasures Media, which is on Chicory Road, based on a new site plan okayed by the Village Plan Commission. Village Development Director Logan Martin explaining how the negative reaction to the Lathrop site got American Tower looking at the alternatives.
The tower that was originally approved for Piper Farms was never built. A permit application was submitted, but it was never built. The subject proposed tower is 160 feet in height, plus an additional 4-foot-tall lightning rod. The overall proposed lease area, to be enclosed by a chain-link fence and graveled, is 3,600 square feet, a total of 60 by 60-foot square, and is set back off the Chicory Road right-of-way 185.5 feet.
Mark Ninneman, with representing American Tower, admitted that the original proposal did not consider the Clinkard Barn in historic context.
When I was looking at the site, it looked like an old barn, but it turns out it's so old it's historical. been working with the State Historical Society to try and resolve that.
Closest home is going to be over 500 feet away. A traffic stop for speeding last Sunday on 52nd Street in Kenosha led to the president of the local NAACP, Veronica King, also being cited for obstructing after she allegedly told an officer she only deserved a warning. The 52-year-old King reportedly clocked on radar at 44 miles per hour. It's technically a 25 zone. Kenosha News says King got out of her van, stood in the travel lane, refused the officer's request to get back into her vehicle, stating at one point, "I'm no threat to you. I don't have to listen to you." No comment thus far from King on the incident. AccuWeather forecast. Increasing clouds this afternoon. Chance of isolated thunderstorms. High of 81. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.